All right.
I have just won him a letter.
I've just won him.
Okay. And you say you can't get through there because the highway department had their machines in earlier, and now the road's all
blocked
or
torn up.
And you get someone a bracelet and you want to see how it looks on them. You say go ahead and
try it on.
Or go ahead and put it on.
Hook it on, whichever system, you know, whatever kind of catch you got.
He said he moved here in 1960. He's lived here ever
since.
And that wasn't an accident. He did that
on purpose.
He'd say, I have just wrote him a letter.
I just wrote him a letter.
And he's already
answered.
So he's already
got it.
What, me a letter?
Written me a letter.
And tomorrow I'll
write him again.
Huh?
Write him again.
And you say I wrote him and it's time I was getting a
answer.
And you put the letter in the envelope, then you take out your pen and you
address it.
Any old fashioned way of saying that?
I don't know.
You ever hear back the letter?
No.
I was gonna write him but I didn't know his
address.
And you'd say she cut him with a big knife.
She cut him with a big knife.
What else did you say?
Stabbed him.
Did you ever say stomp?
No.
A teacher goes to the classroom and sees a funny picture on the blackboard. She'd ask who
drew the picture on the board.
And if you wanted to lift something heavy, like a piece of machinery up on a roof, you could use pulley blocks and a rope to
lift it up.
Anything else you say besides lift?
To raise.
What about hoist or heist?
No.
You wouldn't use either of those?
Mm.
If someone, you say, today is Tuesday, so Monday was, if today's Tuesday and Monday was
yesterday.
And Wednesday is
tomorrow.
And if someone came here on a Sunday, not last Sunday, but a week earlier than that, you'd say he came here
a week before last.
We're talking about Sunday. He came here
Sunday before last.
And if someone was going to leave, not next Sunday, but a week beyond that, he's going to leave
Sunday week.
And if someone stayed from the 1st to the 15th, you'd say he stayed about
2 weeks.
Do you ever call that a fortnight?
No.
Talk about how tall rooms are. You'd say this room's about
8-10 feet tall.
And if a child's just had her third birthday, you'd say she's
3 years old.
If you wanted to know the time, you'd ask somebody
what time is it?
And you'd look at your
watch.
And if it's midway between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock, you'd say that it's
7:30.
What's another way of saying that?
Half after 7.
And if it's 15 minutes later than that, you say it's
45 after 7.
Or it's a quarter
of 8.
Huh?
Quarter of 8.
And if you've been doing something for a long time, you'd say, I've been doing that for quite a
while.
And 1974 was last year. 1975 is
this year.
And if something happened on this day last year, you say it happened exactly
a year ago today.
And talking about the weather, you'd look up at the sky and say, I don't like the looks of those black
clouds.
Huh?
Clouds.
And on a day when the sun is shining and you don't see any clouds, you say that's a
sunshiny day.
What about just the opposite kind of day? It's real dark.
Cloudy day.
And if the clouds are getting thicker and you think you're going to have some rain or something in a little while, you say the weather is